All right, we'll say good morning. So today's daf is Kuf Lamed Aleph. We're going to start from Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 lines up from the bottom. Itmar, Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rav. Mavo Yishlo Nishtatfu Bo, Ein Metalkalin Bo Ela B'dalet Amas. So we mentioned this case in passing yesterday. If you have a Mavoi that did not have a Shituf Muvos. Now remember again, as I mentioned yesterday, so the way that Talmudic domiciles were set up is you had homes. Homes opened up into a joint chaser, chaseros opened up into a joint mavoi, an alleyway, and that alleyway led out to Rishus HaRabim. A mavoi usually was closed on three sides and opened on the fourth. The fourth opening was into Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara says over here that Rabbi Zeri says that in the name of Rab, that if you have a mavoi that did not have a shituf muvos. So again, a shituf to a mavoi is what an eruv is to an chaser. Where again, all of the different chatzeros would join in a common collective unit. It's usually food, and that joins everyone into the mavoi. What that does is, instead of making a mavoi owned by many people, it makes it owned by a joint collective, which allows carrying from the chatzeros into the mavoi. So if I have a mavoi that did not have a shituf, ein metalkalin bo ela b'dalet amos. You can only carry dalet amos within it. Amar Abaye hamilas amar Abizir v'lo pirsha. So Rabbi Zera said this particular statement. He did not explain it. Ad asr Rabbi Baravua uperishon. So Rabbi Baravua came along and explained it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravua, Amar Rav. Mavoi shlo nishtak fubo eruv chatzeros in batim. Mavoi shlo nishtak fubo. Let's read that differently. So now, if Mavoi did not have a shituf, eruv chatzeros in batim. If again there was an eruv chatzeros made in with the home. So also remember, there are two things happening over here. There was not a shituf muvos, but there was an eruv chatzeros. So the chatzer made an eruv. The different chatzeros made an eruv, but the chatzeros did not join in the shituf with the muvos. If that's the case, ein metaltalin ba ela b'dalet amos. You could only carry dalet amos in that. Lo eruv chatzeros in batim. However, again, if there was no eruv chatzeros made, then mutar l'taltal b'kulo. Then, in fact, you could carry within the entire mavoi. So the Gemara says, "Amar li Rav Chanina Choza l'Rava l'Rabba Maishna." What's the pshat? Maishna ki eruv chatzeros in batim, denitku chatzeros v'naase batim. So the truth is, b'pashus, what's the logic behind this? When you make an eruv chatzeros, Rav Osai, what an eruv chatzeros essentially does is it removes the status of chatzer and creates everything like one big bias. Therefore, you can carry from one to the other. If that's the case, then v'rav l'tamei da'amarav ein ha'mavui nitar b'lechi v'korah ach yihu, top of Kuf Lamed Aleph, batin v'chatzeros suchum soho. Oh, then we understand it, because according to Rav, a mavui is not nitar. Now, we'll see, this is already irrevin territory. So we'll discuss that the way that you would go ahead and permit carrying in a mavui is with either a lechi and or a korah. We'll see what you need exactly. But a vertical beam and a horizontal beam on the entranceway of the mavui. Now we'll discuss exactly what the purpose of that is. Is that midin mechitza? Is it midin heker? Does it actually form a partition? Or is it just there to go ahead and serve as a reminder? Because remember, you can carry in a mavui, you can't carry in a Rosh Sarabim. But in many ways, a mavui looks like a Rosh Sarabim, because you have many people utilizing it. So Rav says that a lechi and the korah don't work, unless, of course, you have batim and chatzeros opening up into it. V'hocha, when you have an eruv chatzeros, batim ika chatzeros leka. You have homes, but you have no chatzeros. Why do you have no chatzeros? Because the eruv essentially negates the identity of chatzeros, making everything into one big bias. So the Gemara says, finally, kilo eruv nami. But if that's the case, even when no eruv was made in the chatzeros, lechzinhu lahani batim kemandisatimi damu v'chatzeros ika ubatim leka. But if that's the case, then the converse should be true as well. When there is no eruv chatzeros, then we should ultimately view as what? That there are no homes there, and only chatzeros. And therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, in that case, the mavoi also wouldn't work, because again, there's not batim and chatzeros, but only chatzeros. To which the Gemara says, "Efsher demevakli le'reshusa dekulhu le'gabechad." Well, the difference over there is that all of the residents of the chatzer can choose to go ahead and literally cede their property to one individual. In which case, again, there would be a bayis and the chatzer. Sof, bayis ika batim leka. But at the end of the day, that would only give you one bayis. not the batim, and it seems to be, at least according to Rav, in order to be able to carry in a mavui, you have to have batim and chatseros, opening up into plural. Efshar the mitzafra va'ad palga diyoma legabichad mi palga diyoma lepanya legabichad. So the truth is, for the first half of the day, you could go ahead and the residents could yield their rights to one. And then from midday to another, they could yield their rights to another. The Gemara seems to feel that that therefore satisfies the criteria of batim, sof-sof, but idna di'isi lahai, lese lahai. The Gemara says, that's fine, but at the end of the day, whenever one owns it, the other does not own it. Or in other words, Rabosai, at the end of the day, you're only going to have a bayis and not batim. Mi garam lachatziros shiyasru batim. So rather says Rav Ashi, what is it that causes a chotzer to not be allowed to carry into it? The presence of homes. So the Gemara says the leka, and when there is no eruv chatziros, it's like there are no homes, and therefore one can carry throughout the mavoi. Okay. Well, so remember, the only reason why the Gemara brought up this particular conversation was only because this came up in the case of where the mila, the sakin shoni, the izemel, the mila knife, was in a mavoi. So the shaila was, how far can, and let's say you only need to transport it from one end of the mavoi to the other end of the mavoi, how much can you transport it with or without a sheet of mavos or a kratzer? So once the Gemara brought this up, legavi the case of mila, the Gemara just goes a little bit further into it also, but it's really extraneous to our conversation. Now we get back to our sugya. Amar Rav Chiya, Rav Amar Rav Yochanan. Lo l'chol, Amar Rav Elazar, Machshiri Mitzvah Dochen Asa Shabbos. So we'll say, now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokis in our Mishnah. Fundamental Machlokis. No great stories today, or incredible Ma'isalach, because backfired on me yesterday. But suffice it to say that there is a profound, fundamental machlokes in the Mishnah. Because remember, the Mishnah records Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can do whatever you need to do in order to go ahead and do bris milah on Shabbos, including what? Karsim Eitzim, Osim Pechamin. You can cut down trees, make coal, start forging metal. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the only thing you could do on Shabbos is what? That which can't be done on Erev Shabbos. The only thing that can't be done on Erev Shabbos is milah, right? Mila, which sounds like that we'll see this play out later on, but according to Rabbi Akiva, if for some reason you were not able to find the knife on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no license to start forging knives on Shabbos. You'd have to wait for the Mila until Sunday. So the Gemara says the following: So Amar Rabbi Akiva bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo lechol Amar Rabbi Eliezer Machshira Mitzadochen Es Shabbos. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. The question is, it's not really a question. Rabbi Akiva bar Abba says in Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Eliezer allows Machshira Mitzvah. Now, what does Machshira Mitzvah mean? Machshira is a preparatory act. So acts themselves that are not the mitzvah, but are necessary for the mitzvah. An example of that would be making the knife. Right? Making the knife is not a part of the mitzvah. It's an enabling action for the mitzvah. So Rabbi Eliezer is giving, so Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Rabbi Eliezer does not allow for violation of Shabbos for all Machshira Mitzvah. Ella, excuse me, lo lechol Amar Rabbi Elazar Machshir as Dochen Es HaShabbos, Sharei Shtei HaLechem Chovas HaYomim. So now Rabbi Yochanan proves that Rabbi Eliezer does not allow for Chil Shabbos for every Machshirei Mitzvah. We'll have to see, is it just Bris Milah, or is it a couple of things other than Bris Milah? But we'll figure out what's included in the category. But one thing is, the Shor says Rabbi Yochanan, it's not everything. For example, Shtei HaLechem. Shtei HaLechem refers to the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos. Those that are brought on Shavuos. So the halacha is shari shtei alechem chovas hayomim. They are obligatory for the day. V'lo lamdan Rabbi Eliezer elam migzer shava. And interestingly enough, yes, they can. You can go ahead and violate Shabbos. Again, I will say, obviously, I'm using the word violate Shabbos. Whenever you have a dispensation, of course, you're not really violating Shabbos. The Shabbos laws are suspended for your particular circumstances. But we'll use the term. So, for example, you can go ahead and violate Shabbos for the preparation of shtei alechem. But interestingly enough, Rabbi Eliezer only learned that out from a Gzer Shava. Look at Rashi. So let's see the Gemara. Disanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Minayin l'machshire shtei alechem shedochen asa Shabbos. How do we know that machshire shtei alechem? How do we know that halacha l'maisa, the things necessary to prepare the shtei alechem? So what are examples of machshire shtei alechem? Cutting the wheat, right? Literally harvesting, reaping the wheat, right? Grinding it up. Baking the bread. How do I know that all of these things are permitted on Shabbos? Ne'emra, the pasuk says Hava'a ba'omer. It says bringing by Omer. And what's v'ne'emra? Hava'a b'shtei alechem. And it says Havaa by the Shtei Alechem, Ma Havaa Ha'amura Ba'omer, Machshirin Dochen Es HaShabbos. So Rabbi said, just like we know that by the Karban Omer, you can go ahead and violate Shabbos in order to prepare the Karban Omer. Af Havaa Ha'amura B'Shtei Alechem, Af Havaa Ha'amura B'Shtei Alechem, Machshirin Dochen Es HaShabbos. So essentially what the Gemara is saying is like this. In order to prepare the Shtei Alechem for Shavuos, you can go ahead and violate Shabbos. How do we know that? We know that's from a Gzira Shava of Havaa to Omer. Look at Rashi. Mahavaa Ha'o'a Omura Ba'or Machshirah. Da'ainu Ktsira Tchina V'har Kadashala. When it comes to the Karban Omer, you could reap it, literally harvest it, you can grind it, you could sift it. And all of these things are Docha Shabbos. Kedamir Mamenachos, B'charish U'bakatzir Tishbos, Ma'charish Rishos, Avkatzir Rishos. Rabbi say again, the Gemara Maseches Menachos learns this out, because on Shabbos it says, B'charish U'bakatzir Tishbos. With the reaping and the harvesting, or with a little of the plowing and the harvesting, you will rest. So the Gemara understands, what is that talking about? Charisha and Ketzira of a Rishos. Not mitzvah Charisha and Ketzira. However, Yotze Ketzira is Omer Shehi mitzvah. So Rabbi said, now what's the chap of this? The chap of this is like this. If Rabbi Eliezer really believed that all machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos, then he wouldn't need what? That he wouldn't need a gzeira shava. Right? He would just be able to say machshirei mitzvah are docha Shabbos. The fact that he requires a gzeira shava in order to learn out Shtei Halechem, the fact that he needs the gzeira shava to Omer, indicates that it's not pasha to Rabbi Eliezer that all machshirei mitzvah are automatically docha Shabbos. So I just want to point out, even though again the result is the same, that machshirei ochal nefesh by Shtei Halechem are docha Shabbos, the fact that it's not pashut, but it requires the derivation from a gzeira shava, supports Rabbi Yochanan's position that Rabbi Zira doesn't give an immediate dispensation for machshirei ochal nefesh. So the Gemara just says, just the Gemara just spends a couple of moments about the technicalities of the gzeira shava. Mufni. And we'll say mufni means when you make a gzeira shava, we make a gzeira shava, in general we try to ensure that the word or the phrase being used for the gzeira shava is open. Mufni means open. Open means it's not used for any other drasha. It's not used for any other drasha, it's not used for any other purpose, because if it's used for any other purpose, you could go ahead and pose a pirchu. You could pose a question that could go ahead and destroy the gzeira shava. So the Gemara says it would appear that this particular gzeira shava is mufni. Di'ilo mufni, because if it's not open, ikal nifrach, you could ask the question, ma lo omer shekein imatza katzur kotzer. See, because the truth is, as much as you're making gzeira shava to Omer, Omer and Shtei Halechem are not exactly the same. How so? Because I've also said, when it comes to Karban Omer, if, let's say, what would happen if you were to, remember, Karban Omer is from barley. Let's say you were to find cut barley. So what's the halacha? The halacha is you would still go ahead and cut more barley. Why? Because the barley for Karban Omer has to be specifically harvested for the Karban Omer. Tomar b'shtei alechem, shim matza kotzer, eino kotzer. But the truth is when it comes to shtei alechem, that is not the case. If you were to find wheat that was already harvested, you would not have to reharvest wheat. So the Gemara says, loy, you're right, afnuye mufni. You're right, the reality is this word havaa is in fact open and not darshan for any other reason. Michtik siv veheveisem es omer reishis ketzirchem alakoi. The pasuk says you will bring the omer, the first reapings to the kohen. B'yom ha'viyachem lamali. Why do I need that extra b'yom ha'viyachem? Shmamina la'afnuye. It must be the extra havaa is there to create an open word that's not used by anything else. And it's that open word that what? That allows for the gzeira shava from Shtei Alechem to Omer, which ultimately allows us to learn that the same way that machshirei mitzvah by Omer are docha Shabbos, so machshirei mitzvah by Shtei Alechem are also docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says 1 second, va'akati mufna mitzad echadu, but the Gemara says, but this is only what we call mufna mitzad echad. Now look at Rashi, it's the second wide line in Rashi, Mitzad Echad. Rashi says, Hava'a da Omer Mufna, Hava'a da Shtei Alechem Eina Mufna, da Tzricha Legufa. Suppose that this is interesting, that when we say Mufna, when we say that in order to make an irrefutable Gzeira Shava, you want to have the words open, so you can have a Gzeira Shava that's Mufna Mitzad Echad, or Mishnei Tzadim. which means you must remember, Gzeir Shavi is a halachic bridge between two different concepts that is created by a common word or a common phrase. So because you have two words, the Gzeir Shavi could be mufnet, could be open on one side, could be open on two sides. So the Gemara says, Va'akati mufnet mitzal echotu. The Gemara suggests that the Gzeir Shavi from Omer to, or the Gzeir Shavi from Shtei Alechem to Omer, is open only on one end. Rashi says again, Hava'a de Omer mufna, Hava'a de Shtei Alechem eina mufna de Tzricha legufa. The word Hava'a by Shtei Alechem is needed. The Gemara says, V'shamina le Rabbi Eliezer, Damar mufna mitzad echa lemeidin umashivin. Therefore, we learn out from here that if you have a Gzeir Shavah that's mufna mitzad echad, you could still go ahead and make the Gzeir Shavah, but you could also ask on the Gzeir Shavah. So the Gemara, so we'll say, the whole point of that discussion, remember, was just to back up the assertion of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Eliezer does not allow for an immediate dispensation for all machshirei mitzvah, v'haraya, as much as you can go in and perform machshirei mitzvah for Shtei Alechem, for the two loaves that are brought on Shavuos. The way we know that ultimately is how is through the Gzeir Shavah to Omer. The fact that we need the Gzeir Shavah indicates that Rabbi Eliezer does not allow automatic dispensation for all Machshirei Mitzvah. So I think Gemara is going to go into this a little bit more. Taviu. So remember again, the Gemara is talking about over here, still Shtei Alechem. Taviu Ribuyahu. So Taviu is a Ribuy. Lemi'utei Mai. So what does it come? What does it come to exclude? So the Gemara says, "Ilema lemi ute lulav." So here's the interesting part. So, the look at Rashi. Taviu ribuyahu, daha avhikravtem mincha chadasha samich, umatzi lemichtav mimoshvosechem lechem tenuva v'taviu yisero. So Rabbosai, interestingly enough, the word taviu is not really necessary, right? The pasuk could have just said that she'll go ahead and mimoshvosechem lechem tenuva shtayim. It didn't need the word taviu. Why is Taviu, you will bring there? So the Gemara says, it's a ribuy. It's there to include something else. The Gemara says, Nabosai, understand, whenever you have a ribuy, when the Torah has to go out of its way to include something, that by definition means what? That something else is excluded. So now if we are including the fact that Shtei Halechem, Makshiri Shtei Halechem, can be performed on Shabbos, that must be coming to exclude something else. Where does it coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, maybe it's coming to go ahead and exclude lulav. The halacha lemaisa, you can't go ahead and do machshire lulav on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, but 1 second, v'hatanya, but we learned lulav, the mitzvah of lulav, the chol machshirav, and any machshire mitzvah for lulav. So Rashi points out, okay, go in the kotetzom and achubar. What are the machshire mitzvah from the lulav? Let's say cutting it off the palm tree. Right? Cutting off the palm tree. All of these things, the chol machshirav, dochen es ha-shabbos tivrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that lulav is lulav and machshirav also doch ha-shabbos. Ve'ele l'migutei sukkah. So maybe it comes to exclude sukkah. Ve'hatanyo, sukkah v'chol machshirav dochen es ha-shabbos tivrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, however, holds that what? That's sukkah and all its machshir. Remember, machshir in Arlek. So what would be machshir by sukkah? Building the sukkah. Right? Any preparatory acts to allow you to do the mitzvah. Also mutter. Ve'alamiut the matzah. Maybe it comes to exclude matzah. So the Gemara says, 1 second. V'hatanya, matzah, the whole machshirah, so the mitzvah of matzah, as well as any of the necessary preparatory acts. Dochen es ha-shabbos tivrei Rabbi Eliezer. Ve'alamiut the shofar. Maybe it comes to exclude shofar. V'atayin shofar v'chol machshir of dochen es ha-shabbos tivrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can do shofar machshir mitzvah on Shabbos also. Amar Rav Ad Bar Abba. So we'll say again, remember,
where does that come in? It comes from that they think we could
look at Shabbos. We're going to see. The Gemara's going to go through each of these cases. So the Gemara says, L'me'utei tzitzis l'taliso u'mezuzo l'pischo. So the Gemara says, excuse me, I skipped. Amar Rav Ad Bar Abba, L'me'utei tzitzis l'taliso u'mezuzo l'pischo. So the Gemara says, you're right. You know what it comes to exclude? It comes to exclude the very specific case of putting tzitzis on your garment and a mezuzah on your home. So what does this mean? Rashi says, "Lemiutei tzitzis." Last line in Rashi, "Shelo yitleno betaliso b'shabbes." It's talking about the idea that you should not go ahead and either make tzitzis or put tzitzis on your garment on Shabbos, make a mezuzah or put a mezuzah on your garment on your home on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "What does this mean?" Tanya Namihachir, Raisa that supports this. V'shavin, Shimtziyetz taliso va'asa mezuzah lepiso. Everyone agrees that if you made tzitzis for your talis, or you put a mezuzah on your doorway, shuchayiv, that you are chayiv on Shabbos. My time, or what's the reason? Amar Rav Yosef, lefi she'in kavua lehem zman. So Rav Yosef says, Rabosai, when is there a havamina that machshirei mitzvah ardocha Shabbos? When is that? When the mitzvah must be performed on Shabbos. But because, again, these mitzvahs, you have to perform them, but they're not Shabbos-centric, meaning it's not the pshat that the particular date fell out has to be done today. Therefore, again, you can't do them on Shabbos. Amar Le Abayev, I said, one second, Adrabo. It's just the opposite. From the fact that, let's say, tzitzis and mezuzah don't have a set time, then by definition, when you don't have a set time, then what? Kol shaita, the shaita, zmanahu. Well, it's just the opposite. When you don't have a set time, then what? Then every moment is your time. Look at Rashi. Kol shaita shaita zmanahu. Therefore, once you have a talis, any day that you leave it without tzitzis, you are over on asei. Rashi adds in a very important nuance. This discussion kind of presupposes that halacha lemaisa, a four-cornered garment, even that you're not wearing, manicha b'kufsa, even that's sitting in your shelf, in your drawer, is also chayiv in tzitzis. It's a fundamental machlokis by tzitzis. Is the din only in a garment that you wear, or is the din in any four corner garment that you own? Rashi's pointing out over that this discussion seems to be predicated on the idea that halacha lemaisa is on any garment that you own. Therefore, the obligation for tzitzis stands at every single moment. Kol shayte v'shayte zmanihu. Ela amra v'nachal ar yitzchak v'itim rafun v'reid rav Yoshua hoil u'biyado la'af kiran. Here's the difference. The difference is that since when it comes to tzitzis, and when it comes to your home, technically speaking, Rabosai, the mitzvah of mezuzah and the mitzvah of tzitzis is only on what? On a garment that you own. So therefore, were you to go ahead and be mafkir, were you to go ahead and make hefker your garment or your home, then what? Suddenly there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. Suddenly there's no mitzvah of mezuzah. Because of that halacha l'maisa, because there is a way, there is, so to speak, an out. Because there is a way to avoid the obligation, therefore they are not Docha Shabbos. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar Rav Avosai, again, I just want to point out, remember, this entire discussion that we're having is all in Rabbi Eliezer. We have not yet actually defined whether or not we actually hold like Rabbi Eliezer. So it's very important to understand this according to one specific Shita. Now Rav Avosai, the Gemara is going to go back and discuss all of the cases we just discussed on Amud Aleph. Because the Gemara just rattled off four different cases of mitzvos that they themselves, as well as their machshirin, are docha nefesh, docha Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to go back one by one and analyze them. So the Gemara is like this: Amar Mar, lulav the chol machshirav docha nesah Shabbos div Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that lulav and any machshirin, right, lulav and all of its necessary preparatory activities, are docha Shabbos. So the Gemara says, menolei the Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get that from? That lulav, so you understand what that means. That means not just does Rabbi Eliezer say that you take the lulav on Shabbos, but Rabbi Eliezer holds that literally, I'm climbing palm trees to go ahead and cut off, cut down a lulav, I'm harvesting my hadassim, my aravos, I'm picking my esrog, whatever this allows, all this on Shabbos. Where does he get this from? So the Gemara says, minalev Rabbi Eliezer ho, ime omer ushte alechem. So maybe you want to say, he uses Omer, the carbon Omer, right? Mm-hmm. Brought on second day Pesach. Shtei halechem, brought on, two loaves brought on Shavuos. If you want to say that maybe he's using these cases as a precedent, that just like the machshirin of Omer and Shtei halechem are docha Shabbos, so too, again, the machshirin of lulav also docha Shabbos. Can't do that. Why? Shekein tzorech gavoa. So it's like the one common denominator that Shtei halechem and Omer have that they don't share with other things is what? They go on the Mizbeach. So Tzorech Gavoah, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one can make the cogent argument that maybe the only time that a mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, mitzvah machshira Docha Shabbos is when? Tzorech Gavoah. So therefore again, you can't learn out lulav from Omer and Shtei Alechem. Elo Omer Kro, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Bayom, ulekachtem lochem, Bayom HaRishon, Bayom afilu b'Shabbos. So what does Bayom mean? Bayom means on that day, even what? Even if that day is Shabbos. Ulamai hilchasa, the Rabbi said, the question is, what is the Torah telling you when it tells you Bayom? What is it allowing when it says Bayom? So the Gemara says, Ilema le tiltul, If you say that it's coming to teach me that you can go ahead and what? Carry the lulav. That can't be the case. Why? It's the rechkra lemishrei tiltul. Do you need a pasuk to tell me that I can carry something? Rabbi said, yeah, and what the Gemara is referring to over here is, if you tell me that the pasuk is teaching me that lulav is not mukza, that can't be. Why? Because it was like, because at the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving us the mitzvah, what? There's no concept of mukza. Remember, mukza is a later innovation that we saw. We saw it came in the times of the Nevi'im. So therefore, the Torah can't be giving me a dispensation for mukza, because the Torah doesn't address mukza. Ella lemachshirav. Rather, what must it be coming? What must it be giving me a dispensation for? It must be giving me a dispensation for machshirin, that I can engage in the preparatory acts necessary to go ahead and perform the mitzvah of lulav. Rashi says, Ella machshirav di surah d'oraisu. The Torah is giving me a permission, a license for the machshirin, which under normal circumstances would constitute is a d'oraisa. V'rabbanan, what did the rabbis do? This rabbi, let's remember, the rabbanan are the ones who argue on Rabbi Eliezer. And they say, Rabbi Eliezer, no. The machshirin are not mutar on Shabbos. V'rabbanan hahumi boile bayom v'lo balayla. What did the rabbanan do with bayom? Remember, Rabbi Eliezer says, bayom means what? It's the mitzvah and machshirav are doche Shabbos. What did the rabbanan do with it? No. Bayom means bayom. The mitzvah of lulav applies by day and not by night. Rabbi Eliezer, where does Rabbi Eliezer learn out the idea that the mitzvah of lulav applies by day and not by night? Nafkale, he learns it out from the pasuk, from mi usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamin. He learns it out from the pasuk. Again, I've said this. Actually, all the same pasuk. He learns it out from the pasuk that says that you shall rejoice before HaKadosh Baruch Hu 7 days. Yomim velo leilos, days and not nights. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that frees up the bayom to teach you what? Bayom afilu b'shabbos, which gives him the permission for mitzvah and machshirav. V'rabbanon, it's tzrich. No. So why don't the rabbis learn out that the mitzvah only applies by day from the last phrase, shivas yomim? Why do they have to learn it out from bayom? To which the Gemara says, it's tzrich sakadai t'chamina nelef shivas yomim misukah. Because I might have thought that same phrase, Shivas Yomim, that appears by Lulav, also applies by Sukkah. And I might have thought, Ma lahalon yomim va'afilu leilos. Just like by Sukkah, the mitzvah applies both by day and by night. Afkan yomim va'afilu leilos. So too, I might have thought by Lulav, that it also applies by day and by night. Therefore what? Kamash malon, no. Kamash malon, the Torah adds in the extra what? The extra word, bayom, to teach me that halacha l'maisa, the mitzvah only applies by day and not by night. V'lichtov rachmana belulav v'nei suhanach v'nilfu minei. So I'll say, interestingly enough, what the Gemara is then going to try to figure out is, we have all of these examples, according to Rabbi Eliezer, of mitzvos that the Torah permits the performance of the mitzvah, as well as machshirav on Shabbos. Why do you need all of these cases? Just say one, and let all of the other cases be learned after. So for example, the Gemara says, why doesn't the Torah just teach me, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that I can perform the mitzvah and machshirav by lulav, and I'll learn out, for example, Omer and Shtei Halechem from lulav, to which the Gemara says, Deikel Lemifrach, ma lulav sheking ta'on arbo'am minim. To which the Gemara says, no, because lulav is an outlier. Why is lulav an outlier? Because lulav is one of these intriguing mitzvahs that has so many different parts, right? There are 4 different minim associated with the mitzvah. So maybe that's why, ultimately, you could perform the mitzvah and machshirav on Shabbos, but just because you know it by lulav wouldn't immediately and logically allow you to learn it out by Omer and Shtei Halechem. Therefore, you need all 3. Sukkah, the chom machshir adokhan as a Shabbos to Rabbi Eliezer. So the next case was Sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer paskins that the mitzvah of Sukkah and chom machshireha, and any of the preparatory acts necessary in order to make the sukkah, are docha Shabbos. Minole the Rabbi Eliezer ha. How does Rabbi Eliezer know this? So the Gemara says, Imi Omer v'shtei alechem. If you want to say that he learns it out from Omer and Shtei Alechem, that can't be why. Shekein tzorech gavohu. So that can't, because as he said before, Rabbosai, Omer and Shtei Alechem are different because they're karbanos. Imi lulav can't learn out from lulav why. Shekein ta'un arbaminim. Because as we just said before, lulav has 4 different species associated with it. And maybe again, it's just its unique, separate type of mitzvah. Ela gamar shivas yomim milulav. Rather, what do? We make a gzeder shava of shivas yomim, from sukkah to lulav. Ma lahalon machshirav dochen as ha-shabbos. Just like by lulav, it's machshirin ardoch ha-shabbos. Afkan nami machshir of dochen as Shabbos. So too over here by Sukkah, its preparatory acts will also be dochen Shabbos. So I'm fine. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, v'lichtov rachmana v'sukkah v'nesi hanach v'nigmar minei. So the Gemara says, same question. So now I have a good idea. Why don't we go ahead and then, if it's true by Sukkah, make Sukkah the paradigm and what? Learn everything else out by Sukkah. Right? Why do you have to start making a separate drasha? So again, Rambam said, oh yeah, I understand that I can't learn out, let's say, Sukkah from Omer and Shtei Alechem because they're Tzorech Kabbalah, they're Karbanos. I understand that I can't learn out from Lulav. But once I have Sukkah, let me go ahead and learn out Lulav, Omer, and Shtei Alechem from Sukkah. To which the Gemara says, Mishum de'ikal lemifrach, malu Sukkah shekein noheges balelos kibiyamim. Because on the other hand, Sukkah has its own unique, it's not even, I wouldn't even call it a stringency. It just has its own unique aspect that's what? That it applies both by day and by night. So essentially, that makes it a unique type of mitzvah, which doesn't necessarily allow it to become a paradigm for other mitzvahs. Matzah v'chom ha'shir adoch and esah Shabbos, Devar Rabbi Eliezer. Sorry?
How come no one asks about Shabbos, that mashirei mitzvah is okay?
What do you mean?
Why
didn't anyone discuss the Iker case of I mean, where does Rabbi Eliezer get that from?
Yeah.
Oh, good, we're going to come to that. Right, the Gemara discusses every other sheet of Rabbi Eliezer first before it gets to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says the following. Although, again, the Gemara plays its hand over here because it's the same drasha, Steve just mentioned. It's the Bayom HaShmini. It's the Bayom drasha, but we'll come to it. So Matzah. Matzah v'chom ha'shir ador ha'chanas ha'shem shir Rabbi Eliezer. So Matzah and all of its machshir, all of its preparatory acts, are docha Shabbos. Minale the Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer know? So we'll say, let's see what that means. That means I could harvest the wheat. That means I could set up my matzah bakery. I could do all these things on Shabbos. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get this from? So again, we'll say same process. Ime Omer u'shtei alechem, if you want to say learns that from Omer u'shtei alechem, that can't be why, as you said before, shekein tzorech kavoah. Because again, they're karbanos. Ime lulav, if you say you want to learn that from lulav, can't be shekein tarn araminim. It has four different species. Ime sukkah, shekein noagos b'leilas v'yamim. Can't be from sukkah, because sukkah applies by day and by night. So we'll say again, everything we've learned out until now has its own unique aspect, which will not necessarily allow the particular mitzvah to be a paradigm for other mitzvahs. Ela gomar, Chamisha Asar Mechagasukos. Rather, the way we learn at Matzah is from a Gzer Shava to Sukkis. Chamisha Asar. It says Chamisha Asar by Pesach, Chamisha Asar by Sukkis 15:15, Gzer Shava. And what does Gzer Shava do? Mala halon machshireha dochen asar Shabbos, afkan machshireha dochen asar Shabbos. Just like by Sukkis, by Sukkah, the machshirin are docha Shabbos, so too again by matzah the machshirin are docha Shabbos. So same question of lichto rachmana b'matzah v'nei suhanach v'ligmar minei. So if that's the case, now that we've established through Gzeir Shabbat that matzah and machshireha are docha Shabbos, so just say it by matzah and let that serve as a paradigm for all of the other cases. Learn them all out from matzah. To which the Gemara says de'ika lemifrach, because you can ask a kasha mal lematzah shekein noagos b'noshim kiba'anoshim. Matzah is unique. What makes matzah unique? It applies, or it's an obligation upon men and women. So because matzah has this unique aspect to it, it cannot serve as a paradigm for other mitzvahs. Shofar v'chol machshirav dochen asah Shabbos. Did Rabbi Eliezer. Shofar, the mitzvah of shofar, as well as all machshir, all necessary preparatory acts, are permitted on Shabbos. Dochen asah Shabbos. Menolei Rabbi Eliezer. How does Rabbi Eliezer know this? Ime Omer u'shtei alechem. So again, so what's the same process? If when I say learns that from Omer and Shtei, you know this bal peh by the end of today, right? If from Omer and Shtei alechem, that can't be why shekein tzorech gavoa, because again they're karbanos. Ime lulav sechagadja. Ime lulav shekein ton arbaminim. If it's like lulav, not true because it's unique because it has four species. Ime sukkah shekein noheges b'leilos kibiyamim. And if you want to say learn that from sukkah, that can't be why, because sukkah applies by day and by night. Okay, so again, the point is everything we've learned until now has some unique aspect which precludes it from serving as a paradigm for the mitzvos. Elo amakra yom teruah yelochem. What does the pasuk say? That Rosh Hashanah will be a yom teruah. Bayom afilu b'shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that yom teaches you it's got to be that day. Even if that day is Shabbos, ulamai. Now, what does the Yom Teruah dispensation teach you? Ilema l'tikia. If you want to say that this is only to teach us about the tikia that I can blow the shofar, that can't be true. Why? Hatran de Beis Shmuel, because again they taught in the yeshiva of Shmuel, Komalecha Savodolo Sansu. The Torah says that on Shabbos you may not do any kind of malacha. This comes to exclude the blowing of the shofar, as well as the removing of the pot from the oven, which are considered to be acts of wisdom and not malacha. We'll say, we will further expound upon this in future dapim. But the idea is, Rodiyas Hapas refers to removing of the bread. There was a specific way that you had to remove the bread in order that it wouldn't fall apart from the wall of the oven. Blowing of the shofar. These activities are not considered to be malachos. They're considered to be a chachma. Now, how we know when to draw the line between a chachma and the malacha, that we'll get to. But suffice it to say, for now, the actual blowing of the shofar is not considered to be a malacha. If the actual blowing of the shofar is not considered to be a malacha, then what? Then I don't need a dispensation from the pasuk to allow me to blow the shofar. If that's the case, then what is the dispensation for? Because Yom Teruah, according to Rabbi Elazar, is coming to teach me that I could do something with shofar on Shabbos, I could do something with shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. If it's not for blowing the shofar, then what is it for? Ela l'machshirin comes to teach you that even if you need to make the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, you could do it. But Rabbanan say, Mibayile bayom v'lo b'layla. They say Yom Teruah comes to teach you what? That dafka shofar is blown by day and not by night. Rabbi Eliezer, says, "Bayom velo balayla minale." Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn that from? That it could only be blown by day and not by night. Nafgalei mi bayom kipurim ta'aviru shofar b'chol artzichem, because the pasuk says, "Bayom kipurim, you will blow the shofar all the time." Most of this is talking about Yom Kippur of Yovel, right? On the Yom Kippur of Yovel, of the 50th year of the agricultural cycle, they blow the shofar. And again, that blowing of the shofar had many ramifications. The avodim went free, homes went back, lands went back to their owners. The gamri mehadadi, and therefore we learn out the shofar of Yom Kippur from the shofar of Yovel. Just like the shofar of Yovel was blown by day, so to the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is also blown by day. V'lichtov rachmana b'shofar v'leisu hanaf v'ligmuru mine. So why don't you go ahead and teach me that machshirin are mutter by shofar, and I could learn out what? So I can learn out Shtei Alechem and Karban Omer and Lulav and Sukkah and Matzah. I can learn everything else from this. The Gemara says, can't do that. Why? So the Gemara says, V'ligmumine mitkiya shofar. So the Gemara says, mitkiya shofar midrash shana leka lemigmar. You can't learn out any of the other cases from Rosh Hashanah. Why? Or from Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Because Shofar Rosh Hashanah is different. Shekein machneses zichrono shal Yisrael la'avin Hashem HaShemayim. That because, again, Shofar brings before HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the memories of all of our good deeds. So the Gemara says, the point the Gemara makes over here is, Tzkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah is like a different type of mitzvah. What it accomplishes, what it's able to do, is totally even out of the realm of comprehension. It brings before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this simple sound, it brings before HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of our collective merit, the remembrance of all of our collective merit. So because of that, it's such a unique mitzvah that can't serve as a paradigm for anything else. So Gemara says, if that's the case, why don't you go ahead and mitzkiya shofar d'yom kippurim d'akalimim, right? Furthermore, you can't learn out from the shofar of Yom Kippur, from the shofar of Yovel. Why? D'amar mar, tiku based in shofar, niftir avodim l'batayim, because when they blew the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, the avodim would go home, the sados chozos to baalayim, and fields go back to their owners. In other words, Rabosai, that again, what the Gemara is saying in both Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, these shofar blasts are so unique and accomplish such incredible things that they are almost, they're different, it's a different type of mitzvah. It almost doesn't fall into the category of any other mitzvah in terms of what it could accomplish. Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because of Zichronos, shofar on Yovel because it has the ability to allow people to go free as well as return land. Because it's such a unique mitzvah, therefore it can't serve as the paradigm for any other mitzvah. So I will say what comes out from this whole list, and tomorrow we'll get to Mila Mir Tashem, is that Rabbi Eliezer allows for machshirin in all of these particular cases. We adopt the view of Rabbi Yochanan, not adopt, but the position of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Eliezer does not give an immediate pass for all machshirin. As we've seen here, in any case that Rabbi Eliezer allows machshirin to be done on Shabbos, it's learned out from a very specific phrase, a very specific word in the pasuk, and halacha lemaisa, the cases are so unique, and the cases are so different, that they cannot really be learned out from one another, but rather each one is derived from its own pasuk. My pasuk is that over here.
I was reading it, that it was the community.